Welcome to the daily chizuk. Hashkacha peratit. Hashem leads each person to the places he needs to be at and to the people that he needs to meet. It is so important for a person to take to heart that Hashem is with him all the time and putting him in the exact circumstances he needs to be in. This concept should be taught already to children from young ages. The more they're exposed to it, the more natural their emunah will be. A local yeshiva elementary school, Sha'arei Torah, has been teaching their students as part of the curriculum, awareness of Hashem. And recently they had a Hashkacha Peratit contest, where each student would write a little story about how they saw Hashem in their lives, and the winner of the contest would win $100 cash. The winner told, he was walking one day, and he saw an older lady who looked like she needed help carrying her bags up the steps to her house. So he went to help her. And after he finished, the lady thanked him and asked him where he was headed. He replied he was on his way to a jewelry store to buy his mother a birthday present. The lady then pulled out a gift card from her pocketbook. And she said, "Here, take this. My friend gave it to me. I'm never going to use it." The boy looked at the card and was pleasantly surprised to see that the name on it was the exact store that he was on his way to. The school announced him as the winner, and the next day he went straight to the office of the rabbi who promised the prize and asked for his reward. The rabbi looked at him with a long face and said, "I'm so sorry. I meant to bring the money, but I forgot it." At that moment, the rabbi looked down and noticed an envelope lying on his desk. He opened it up, and he saw it was $100 cash, a Chanukah gift given to him from somebody. The rabbi took the money, handed it to the boy, and said, "Hashkacha peratit. Hashem had the money waiting here for you." Little stories like these train children to look for the Yad Hashem in their lives. I read another story told by Rabbi Shlomo Goldhaber. The rabbi said he was on a plane traveling to New York, which would eventually connect to another plane going back to Israel. It took place about 10 years ago, and 2.5 hours into the flight, there was an announcement on the loudspeaker asking if there was a doctor on the plane. A man came forward. A few minutes later, the rabbi said, "Someone approached me asking if I spoke Hebrew. The patient was Israeli, and they needed me to be a translator between her and the doctor. It was an elderly woman traveling with her husband. She looked very pale, and the doctor was concerned. The doctor handed me his card, and I realized he was a famous neurologist. He said the woman is in grave danger, and they needed to land the plane immediately to save her life. A few minutes later, there was an announcement that due to an emergency, the plane would be landing at the closest airport. The husband turned to me and said, 'I fought in all the wars in Israel, and I never once had a scare. Now this is the first time we ever left Israel, and my world is falling apart in front of me.' I told the man, 'Look at the kindness of Hashem. You have one of the best doctors in the world here with you on this flight. Everything's going to be okay.' A woman sitting near me then turned to me and asked, 'Kivod Harav, shouldn't we be praying at a time like this?' I said, 'You're right.' I pulled out my Tehillim and I asked the husband if he wanted to read with me. He said, 'No, I don't do that stuff.' So I started praying on my own. 5 minutes later, the old man started crying. He said, 'My whole life, I never recognized God. And now I need his help. What should I do?' I told the man, 'It's never too late. Accept upon yourself right now to keep Shabbat, to keep Kashrut, and put on Tefillin. That will do wonders for you and your wife.' The plane landed. There was an ambulance waiting on the runway. And the old man yelled to me, 'Please keep praying for us.' Weeks later, I got in touch with him. His wife was saved because they landed the plane just in time. And he told me, 'Thanks to you, I am now keeping Shabbat, I'm keeping Kashrut, and I haven't missed a day of Tefillin.' Everyone is put in the circumstances that they need to be in. Hashem is setting up the background for everyone. The response is in our hands. But if we recognize that we are being put in our circumstance by Hashem, it will be easier for us to make the right decisions. Have a great day.